We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today, hour number two. We've got a very special guest that is joining us from Pueblo, Colorado, Dr. Paul Plinsky. He is the CSU Pueblo Athletic Director, the home of the Thunder Wolves. And Dr. Paul Plinsky, we thank you so much for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. I guess the first question, even though you've been on the job over a year now in Pueblo, and I'm noticing from your resume, we see that you're moving further and further west. What was the attraction to CSU Pueblo?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the radio, guys. I'm honored to have a chance to talk with you. And you know, I'll tell you, it's kind of been serendipity more than anything. My wife's parents actually live in Estes Park, Colorado, so the move further west has been really seamless and easy for us. But I've really just kind of come here because I saw a tremendous opportunity with President Tim Mote in place, and I knew I wanted to be a part of something special.
You know, when athletic directors are brought into place, they're brought in to, perk up programs, try to bring a winning attitude to the various programs that are on campus. A little bit of your philosophy as you are now sitting in the athletic director's chair, as you have a chance to be in charge of all those athletic events on campus.
Well, this is the third school that I've been at where I've had the opportunity to come in as the new athletic director. And so as I've been familiar at the Division III and then now Division II level, I've had an opportunity to see how cultures are established and you know, how everything kind of functions within the role of a university. And so I feel pretty equipped to be able to do that. But I think you hit the nail on the head. I've come in here with sort of a perky attitude, ready to try to improve things. You know, our former athletic director, his name is Joe Folda, and he was here for over 30 years and did some wonderful things, but I just hope to be able to build on his foundation and be able to bring in some people that I believe in to be able to help us grow and build our programs to be not only champions in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, but also be able to compete at the highest level in NCAA Division II athletics.
Well, what sparked onto my radar, especially just seeing, especially on the social media ranks, you know, we heard months ago, obviously, local product here out of LCCC for volleyball head coach Austin Albers, leaving LCCC of what he's done here on the JUCO side of building up this program here in town and making it a top 25 nationally ranked program, now heading down to CSU Pueblo, already making his moves down there for the Thunderwolves, but also to recently discuss, or at least recent hire for men's basketball there at CSU Pueblo was another Region 9 coach, and that being out of Sheridan College, that'd be one Matt Hammer. But that kind of sparked our interest here of that for you, at least, Paul, it's something that you've taken a close eye on Region 9 athletics and seeing what some of these coaches here, in, especially here in the state of Wyoming, have been doing with their athletics and wanted to be a part of CSU Pueblo.
Well, first of all, let me just share, you know, I have a tremendous respect for Laramie County Community College and Sheridan College. Two outstanding institutions who definitely know how to hire the right people. And so, you know, Austin Albers is the first one that you mentioned. And, you know, I just think he is an incredible individual. I got to know his dad because his dad is the athletic director at Black Hills State University. And I just couldn't help but really appreciate what his dad is all about. And I then got to know Austin, and I could see that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Austin is an incredibly smart individual that relates really well with student athletes. And, you know, for us, he knows how to recruit. And so we have 9 players that are returning for the 2019 season, and he's actually bringing in an additional 9. And our football coach and I joke a bit because he's had more 6-footers on campus than we've had in 10 years. And so Austin has just hit the ground running as a slam dunk hire for us. And then, you know, to take a step further, hiring Matt Hammer, I mean, holy cow, I could not be more excited about him. He has incredible presence, you know, being a Mr. Basketball out of the state of South Dakota and then working for the legendary Don Meyer up at Northern State, and then having experience in Division II and then in Region 9, you know, those are attractive things to us. We need recruits that can come in and play instantly. And both Austin and Matt bring that. We need individuals that can fit our culture. And CSU Pueblo is an incredibly diverse population. And we need people who can develop talent. And that's what those two bring to the table. And I I just couldn't be more ecstatic about these two hires and how we are dramatically changing our athletic department as we move forward.
Dr. Paul Polinsky, CSU Pueblo Athletic Director, joining us here in Wyoming Sports Talk today. You know, one thing that you mentioned, too, is recruits. And again, you got to go up against the majors, Colorado State, the University of Colorado, you know, even to a certain degree, Air Force. But the RMAC itself is very competitive. I guess, as you mentioned there with Coach Albers and Coach Hammer, these guys have been through the wars. They know about recruiting. But I'll tell you what, Doc, it's real tough right now just to get anybody to commit to any type of athletic program.
You know, it is, but I think we have tremendous university here, and we are also, you know, in a gem of a city down south of Denver and Colorado Springs, and so those two things combined, plus what Matt and Austin have told me repeatedly is that our football program here is continuously in the top 10 of national Division II rankings, and we have arguably one of the best facilities in America. And then Austin and Matt will play in one of the best facilities in the RMAC. And so we feel like we have an accessible and affordable cost of tuition. We feel like we have outstanding facilities. And now when you add two outstanding coaches to the mix, feel like we have an advantage. You know, student athletes can come in here and play right away. They can compete for championships. They receive an affordable and an excellent education. And then when you take the experience that both Matt and Austin will bring, we feel like we've got the lead up on people. And I know it's hard when you get a five-star athlete to be able to compete with Boulder and Fort Collins and even Air Force to a certain extent. But talk to a head coach, John Liston, and he'll share with you that he's able to go toe-to-toe with them to get recruits in here. And so I believe Matt and Austin will be able to do that just as well.
You know, one thing, and we've had numerous discussions with University of Wyoming Athletic Director Tom Berman over in Laramie, and I'm going to pose the same question to you. You always want to improve on facilities, and again, you know, you always have to go out to the public, I guess, to get private donations, and I don't know how much the state of Colorado will match, but is that a constant ongoing battle trying to keep people to donate to the athletic endowment programs?
Well, what's exciting for me is that not only does CSU system in Fort Collins have a really good situation going on with Global and Fort Collins being willing to support CSU Pueblo, but we're about ready to launch a major campaign, and athletics will spearhead that whole thing. Our facilities here are really second to none, and they're in large part due to two individuals, Dan DeRose and Art Gonzalez. And those two individuals single-handedly have given to CSU Pueblo Athletics over $20 million. And if you asked our friends in the state at other schools, they would say that they know those two individuals and they tried to pull them out of here, but they're loyal to us and have given us the facilities that we have. And so, you know, up to what you're sharing about Wyoming, I tell you, college athletics is in an arms race. We definitely all are, so we have to have state-of-the-art facilities. But we also have to have the scholarship ability to recruit these individuals. And volleyball and women and men's basketball on our campus are fully funded to the highest level in the NCAA Division II equation. And on top of that, now we have two coaches that are great personalities, wonderful human beings, and will give our student athletes an experience. So, you know, we're just kind of putting a well-rounded package out there, similar to our Division I counterparts, and that's what makes it fun, but also pretty challenging.
Regarding CSU Pueblo, again, obviously with the new hirings out of Region 9 with both men's basketball and women's volleyball down there, but is it safe to say that now CSU Pueblo could be a nice open program for JUCOs around this area, whether it's Region 9 North here in the state of Wyoming, Region 9 South with Trinidad States of the World, Otero, again, some of those schools down there in the state of Colorado. Is it fair to say and assume that CSU Pueblo is going to be that welcoming organization for athletics to bring in some of these JUCO products from the state of Wyoming and Colorado?
Absolutely. You know, our vision as a campus is to be the People's University of the Southwest United States by 2028. And that means we're looking for students that are resilient, are problem solvers, that are agile and come from diverse backgrounds. And, you know, so we take that along with the fact that we are formerly a junior college and we've transitioned into a four-year. We think we're a perfect match for people like Matt Hammer and Austin Albers. And so now that gives us a chance to really go after Region 9 recruits and bring them in here, either right out of junior college or even bring a student athlete that may be an at-risk student athlete to not have the strong academic background. But we feel like we have a great support system here to be able to help our student athletes, and yet now we have great coaches who can develop them. And so it's a really neat recipe. And I think that there's going to be some different things that people will see out of Southern Colorado in the near future, especially in volleyball and men's basketball.
Tell me how many programs you have for both men and women down there. Again, obviously, that we called games down there in Southern Region 9 basketball during the season. We know that baseball would be available, but I would assume for the RMAC that you have all programs in place for men and women.
We do. We are second largest in the conference with 22 varsity sports. We have 580 student athletes, and in that whole entire mix, we sponsor everything except for men's swimming compared to one other school in our league. So we have a robust, large athletic department, and we're competing, you know, all throughout the state. But we do spend a lot of time down in Texas, and even in New Mexico, and then we'll stretch on up into, you know, Nebraska and South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming. And so we have a wide ranging net, if you will. But we're big, and we're really thankful for that because it makes us, you know, a big, diverse, eclectic group. But I also like to think we're a great family, and we all really work well together to get things done.
Final thought from me, and again, we want to thank you, Dr. Paul Polinsky, for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. The question that I have for you, and again, with all of the student-athlete sports that you have, and you're like me, I own the business, so my governing body is the FCC. You always have to answer to the NCAA. Is there things that you have to keep up on a daily basis, or do things come down randomly from NCAA headquarters?
Well, the NCAA is really big now into student health and well-being, and so they're doing a lot of testing with concussions in football, and they're also making sure that the mental health and well-being of student-athletes is front and foremost of all we do. So we have a lot of initiatives and areas of need in that. You know, they're also really concerned about, you know, just being the right size compared to the size of the institution. You know, a lot of schools don't have 22 sports. They have a lesser amount because that's what they can afford. And we've taken the approach that, you know, we use our student-athletes as a driver for enrollment and a way to assist in the size of our school. So we're just about 4,000 students. We have aspirations to get to, you know, 4,100, 4,200 students. But the NCAA is really aware of that and is conscious of what's going on there. And so, you know, those are the two hot buttons right now that are taking place. And we're so different than Division I, it's not even funny. I mean, we're not dealing with FBI scandals and issues that they deal with at that level. We're not dealing with, you know, paying student-athletes. We do provide athletic scholarships, which can be fully funded, and we do provide a cost of attendance. But at the same time, we're not all or none. We're not the financial engine that you see in Wyoming or Montana State or even, you know, Colorado or Colorado State. But we do have our financial struggles. We just have to use enrollment as our way to balance the books and provide that support for our student athletes. And thankfully, we have good donors and supporters to do that. But you know, we're effective. We are also fulfilling our mission. And I think that the NCAA is really proud of what's going on in Division II athletics.
Well, Paul, we want to thank you so much for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Continued success down there at CSU Pueblo.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you guys for calling me. I was just thrilled to get the call to say that you'd like to interview me. And I will echo this. And it's been something that's really hit home in Pueblo. But Austin Albers and Matt Hammer are tremendous guys that we just can't wait to see the impact that they can have on this campus. And I know we're pulling them from your part of the country, but I want to say thank you for everyone who's been supportive to them and help them develop and grow as individuals, because they're moving on and making a difference in another part of our country. So thank you all, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to interview with you guys.
Well, we're happy you got Matt Hammer out of Region 9, especially out of Sheridan. They're a top 25 program. They kept on defeating LCCC, so we're happy that he's away from the head coaching role, so now LCCC has a shot at least coming up in 2019-2020. So, well, thank you for that, Paul.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the game, but thanks, guys, and good luck to you. I appreciate your coverage, and thanks for everything you do.
All right, thank you very much for joining us today on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We got more. Oh, yeah, the program is power-packed today. We're back after these words.